representative, I have the honor to present to you an address in reply to the gracious speech with which you have opened Parliament. This occasion not only marks the opening of a new session of Parliament, but is distinguished by an event of the highest importance in the long history of our country. We are once again free. It is true that no people can live on memories alone. It is equally true that a people's history often provides the source of strength and inspiration to guide them in the future. It is only against the background of the past that the present and the future can be viewed in their true perspective. Compared with the great and powerful nations of the world, we are but a small people living in a small country. But our history is rich in examples of the noblest impulses that move mankind. Heroism, chivalry, piety, sacrifice, and service. We shall need all those qualities in the dark and difficult days that lie before us in the future. Now, after a long slumber of servitude, we have once again achieved our freedom. Without turmoil, without strife, and without bitterness, we have achieved independence. It is only fitting that we should remember with gratitude the unremitting labor, the patience, and the statesmanship of our leaders and patriots, both past and present, which have made that achievement possible. It is also fitting that we should recall with appreciation the instinct of justice and fair play, the imagination and vision, and the high sense of realism which have induced the British people to part with power voluntarily, with grace and with dignity, and to convert, one might almost say by a stroke of the pen, discontented subjects into equals and friends.